We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. The most fun weekend of the preseason for us, and certainly I would imagine the most difficult for you. All the fun you have all year bringing players here to say goodbye, very tough, huh?
It's bittersweet. It's almost like your kids, you know. You don't have a favorite one. Every player has a story. At one point in time, we picked each and every one of these players because they had traits that we wanted them to bring to the Philadelphia Eagles. So for us to let him go, to have those conversations, it's bittersweet.
Okay, there's some questions, obviously, that the fans have been clamoring to get answers for. Quarterback situation. I guess I'm surprised Trent Edwards, from the sense of where he was in the spring, Howie, to where he played in the preseason, what an improvement.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is the story about someone who persevered through the whole process. And when we sit in front of the team for the first time, Andy, when I talk to each and every player that comes in here, we say, we're going to go with what we see. Doesn't matter where you were drafted. Doesn't matter where you came from. We're going to pick the best 53 guys. He didn't have a lot of reps. He continued to fight through it. He continued to learn through the offense. He continued to practice and play at an incredibly high level. And he got into those games, and he did a tremendous job. And so we had to go with what we saw, and for us, Trent Edwards, every time he got the ball, he felt like he had a chance to lead you down the field and score, and really, that's the definition of a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Let's go down the field and put some points on the board.
With a lot of players who, as it turns out, aren't on the 53-man roster, to get them all organized in place, starting with that drive against the Steelers to win the game, just right. a great job for Trent. So let's talk about that quarterback. I like the situation a lot. Vic, your starter, the young guy, Nick Foles, his development. And then a guy who started 30 games in the NFL is number 3. I wonder why you were even taking 4 quarterbacks to training camp, to be honest with you.
Well, for us, we're always going to put resources into that position. And so whether that means drafting a guy or signing a guy off the street. Last year when the lockout ended, Trent Edwards was one of the guys that we talked to about coming in here. He went to a different situation. Throughout the season, we were in constant communication with him and his representatives. And at the end of the season, we worked him out. He talked about wanting to be in a place where he can kind of rebuild and rehabilitate his playing career. He's an incredibly smart guy. He's got good size. He's accurate. He's athletic. And he's someone that I think can really add to this football team.
All right, Howie, 30 players on this 53-man roster have been in the NFL on a field in either their first or second season. That's it. No more than 2 years of experience. It's a really young group. You've obviously taking this in, we don't care about youth as long as they're good football players.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah. We're talked about building a core team that we can set up over a long period of time. And we have some veteran players on this team. We also have some guys that we have signed up for a long period of time. But we want a team that we can build together, build around, and know that they're going to be here for a while. So we're excited about this young group of guys. We think that they can stick together for a little bit, and they're good players. We didn't take them because they were young. We took them because we thought they were the best players.
You didn't add a veteran running back low so many months ago. Everybody wondered why. It turns out you have 4 running backs, all young guys. Young legs are served at running back in the NFL.
Incredibly exciting group there. It starts at the top with LeSean McCoy, one of the best running backs, if not the best running back in the National Football League, certainly in this offense. Deion, Bryce, and Chris, all different skill sets, you know. Deion's a scat back. He can take a screen pass. He can go. He's very good in the open field. Bryce is 220 pounds, but he runs like a 205-pound guy, incredibly talented guy. He really can do it all. He can run inside or outside. And then Chris Polk's another tremendous success story. Here's a guy that was highly rated going into the offseason process, downgraded in the draft because of some durability concerns, and he comes out. I mean, when you watch this guy, Dave, is the last thing on your mind durability?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
He's as physical as it gets.
Well, he and Brown, have they shown you special team skills?
They have. Both of those guys have shown up on special teams. It's hard to find running backs who can contribute on special teams. Both those guys can do it. We're really excited. That's a position that we think all young, 24 years and younger, and determined guys and talented guys, talented group.
Howie, we saw the wide receiver group, and the name that jumps out is Demaris Johnson. And I remember the weekend of the draft and then a couple days after you signed Demaris, and you actually walked out of the studio and, you know, said, this is a guy that I really, really like.
Yeah.
And he lived up to the expectation, didn't he?
Well, you think I'd be smart enough to draft him, right? How talented
well,
he
no,
is.
I mean,
but
he
is somebody that we got on very early in the draft process. And in fact, I tell the story about how one day we were meeting with Coach and Jeffrey, and I was watching Demaris, and I showed him a play, and this is in October. And they all went, wow. So he's got that wow factor. He's incredibly composed. He can return. He can play inside. He can play outside. For a little guy, he's exceptionally quick, but he can also run now.
Why Casey Matthews, who battled some injuries here, talk about, you know, why you kept him on the 53 over Keenan Clayton, who made a lot of plays in preseason?
Well, we have a lot of faith in Casey Matthews. He's a guy who's versatile. He can play really any of the three linebacker spots. He can play on special teams. When he talked to Bobby about the linebackers on special teams, he talks about Casey Matthews. He's smart. He can play on third down. And we think he was going to take a jump. He was going to take a big jump here as we went into his first real offseason and into training camp. And so we have confidence in Casey.
Okay. Jaquan Jarrett really struggled against the Steelers. You've mentioned that. And you used the term with conference callers and the reporters as a overcame adversity. I like that because he really did. He played very shakily in that first game and really bounced back.
Well, really, when you talk about our football team, this is a team that is going to have to overcome adversity. You know, it hasn't gone perfect here during training camp. I'm incredibly proud of the way our team has stuck together through some tough times here. That starts with our head coach and the leadership that he provides, and I'm proud to work with him. I mean, he's an unbelievable leader, and Jaquan's an example of that. He's somebody that did not have a great game. Everyone was down on him, and he could have gone in the tank, and instead he rebounded, he continued to work hard, and he came out the last two games, and he played well.
David Sims, just a little scouting report on him, if you would.
Athletic, good feet, instinctive, solid tackler, can play special teams. He's got to get in here. He's got to get in here, see how he fits the system. But we thought that it was an opportunity to get a guy before waivers came through. It's hard to find safeties. We keep talking about hard to find safeties, and he's somebody that we had our eye on.
I got to tell you, Dallas Reynolds, 3 years on the practice squad, you get to the point where you're like, Dallas Reynolds? What's he ever going to become? And then here he is in the 53-man, had a really good preseason.
Talk about developing offensive linemen, and Howard Mudd, unbelievable coach, he developed Dallas Reynolds. He kept telling us what Dallas Reynolds could do and what we had in Dallas Reynolds, and when we saw it here this preseason. He can play any of the three interior spots. Really, if you got in a pinch, you probably could play tackle. He's strong. He's got good feet. He fits the scheme. He's smart. So we're excited to have him.
You like the depth at offensive line? You feel good about everything?
Well, let's see where we go from now. You know, we talk about a 61-man roster with the 53 right. plus 8. We will have more offensive linemen on this team. It won't just be 8 offensive linemen, and we got to get through this process.
Okay. Did you do a 53-man back in April, Howie?
You know, I did. I probably got to go check that tape.
How close is it? All right.
David Sims wasn't on it.
I imagine. Well, hey, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Busy weekend. Lots more to come, I'm sure. Howie Roseman in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.